107th Timbers Army presentation.
Commissioner Salzman.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and thank you all of Council for allowing some time this morning to hear from the Timbers Army, or as they incorporate, or as they are incorporated and known as the 107ists. As you all know, Portland's Major League Soccer franchise, the Timbers, are loved by soccer fans throughout Oregon and our region, and I dare say they have become something of a sports phenomenon in the United States. Everyone who's attended a match or watched one on TV knows the Timbers Army, the fans in the north end of Providence Park, are the most rabid and dedicated fans in Major League Soccer, hands down. What may not be as well known is they are how involved and dedicated to the community a group of the Timbers Army are, a nonprofit made up of Army members and other Timber supporters, the 107ists. So today I have the privilege of welcoming the 107ists to Council, and they have put together a brief presentation on who they are, their activities in the community over the past year, and their goals for this year. So please welcome Board President Scott Van Swearingen in the center, Board Vice President Jeremy Wright, and Operation Pitch Board member Sean Levy. Gentlemen, take it away.
Thank you very much for having us. As you said, my name is Jeremy Wright. I am the Vice President of the 107ists. And thank you for inviting us to speak today. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for reaching out in your office and having us here. As the Timbers Army 107ists, we think it's really valuable to share our activities with you and what we do inside the stadium and outside the stadium, and continue to look for ways we can work together in our common interests throughout this community. Today, we're going to share with you a few highlights of what we were able to accomplish this last year and what we're planning on doing in 2014. As the Commission alluded to, just a quick highlight on what we are. We are the engine that runs the Timbers Army. We're the nonprofit. This past year in 2013, we had 3,600 members that pay a yearly fee of $25. And our mission statement is to support soccer in Portland, Oregon, USA, from the grassroots to the professional level. 2013 highlights. We focus mainly on three areas: game day operations, moving fans around the country, and community outreach. One of those things you see a lot is the giant displays we do, and that's called TIFO. And that's a way for us to celebrate our community, celebrate our team, and cheer the boys on to victory. This one you're seeing here is the Rain and Shine supporters. We did a home opener last year. That's 500 umbrellas we actually put out in the stands. And that TIFO actually was awarded by writers as the display of the year in 2013. The next one, we did a display was for the International Day against homophobia. This was a date that a lot of teams around the league, supporters groups around MLS in the world chose, or whenever you were close to that date, called Football Fans Against Homophobia. This display wound up going viral. It is for a supporters group in America to do this level of display and support of quality was something that Sean Levy actually here put it on his Tumblr, this photo, and I asked him today, and it was shared 26,000 times.
That's right. I have 300 followers.
So, you know, this was something that we were able to, that kind of reached around the world, in literally, and something we're very proud of. And we're going to be doing that again, a display of some sort coming up here next month. One of the other new accomplishments this year was the Rose City Riveters, which is the supporters group of our new, well, now not new, but last year new Portland Thorns women's professional team. Our role in this was to help use our organizational know-how and finances to get jumpstart this organization. Almost all Riveters are 107ists members. All of us are Riveter. You know, it goes back and forth, isn't it? You know, it's kind of fluid, but they are now the largest established supports groups for women's professional soccer in the United States and probably the world. And we're able to accomplish a lot of things this year, including sending buses of fans up to against Seattle and a lot of other things. our own away travel for the Timbers Army. We moved over 5,000 fans through our organization all around the country. We sent 20 buses up to Seattle multiple times. We wound up playing them a lot in Seattle. And it's a significant local income for bus companies, breweries, et cetera, in just $60,000 is in bus rentals alone last year. What you are seeing here on this map is actually all of our satellite organizations. So they're everywhere from Alaska to, the Northern Midnight Sun Elites to the New York City Loggers to the East Coast Platoon. These are members who are all over the country. Who one of the things about the 107 is that we have members nearly in every state that pay $25 a year just because they want to have a connection to Portland and their team. And I would think the worst suffering ones are the ones that the Timbers Army Covert Ops, that's our Seattle people, who have to stay hidden. I'm going to hand the next portion of this off to our president here to talk about our community outreach.
Yeah, I think going back to what you guys said earlier, the first time I had a chance to address City Council or participate in public comment was in the run-up to MLS and all of the different opportunities there were there. Out of that, if you take a look in the upper right-hand corner, the 107ist logo, sort of our mantra that came out of that and all the energy that was built up there was Team Town TA, and that's why it's a triangle, because there's those three things should remain equal. Community outreach was a
Scott,
big piece
what were
of
the,
that.
What were the three things again?
Team Town TA. So that's sort of our mantra that we carried on. You could say Team City, Timbers Army, but it doesn't roll off the tongue as three T's. But that's why it's a triangle. So that goes back to that. There was foresight in that. So community outreach is a big piece of that. Building on our success in 2012 when we really started giving in mass in the community outreach and we really took on Harper's Playground. In 2013, we pledged $50,000 for Blessed Field, which through our sister organization, Operation Pitch Invasion, you'll hear more about that later. We also stepped up our giving to local area high schools and the Giselle Career Memorial Fund. So when we're talking about fundraising, we're not just going out there and asking our members for money. We actually have some pretty innovative fundraising mechanisms, and we try and bring different parts of the community together, not just soccer fans. So, for instance, we had Art Takeover, our second annual last year, and that's where we involve 30 artists from the art community, have them do posters or pennants and different things that celebrate our culture, but they're kind of from the periphery. They're artists, this is what they do. They design these original things, then we have auctions and different sales at an attainable price, so they're $30, which is pretty inexpensive for original art. And then that helped us raise over $23,000 last year just for Blessed Field alone. The Giselle Curry Memorial Scholarship Fund, the picture you see here is of Rubio Rubin, who actually just won the U.S. He was the player of the tournament at a large at the U20 Dallas Cup. So he plays for the U.S. national team. He was the first recipient of our scholarship fund. We paid for him to go to Bradenton, Florida, to the U.S. national team kind of soccer residency. Then the Goose Hollow Sign Cap Project was also a big thing for us in 2013. For a time there, we were the largest contributor to the Neighborhood Association for that sign cap project. And we were happy that we were the impetus to set off a bidding war between the MAC Club and the Portland Timbers to then come in and be bigger than us. So we wound up being number three, but that was kind of our goal in the whole thing. Volunteerism is also kind of our strength. Like, yes, we do things with dollars, but sweat equity is really our true value. So you'll see a lot of different organizations that we helped out here, thousands of hours. One of the ones I wanted to highlight was a new one for us, and one of our members who's here today supporting us really kicked it off, is we worked hard with the Stop Oregon Litter and Vandalism, or SOLVE, to really kind of take ownership of Goose Hollow and the neighborhood around Geldwin. We did many different pickup events and kind of clean up the street stuff. We were able to activate a lot of our members who are out there camping for wristbands or doing all the other stuff to get in the stadium and activate them to help clean up the neighborhood as well at the same time. I wanted to highlight Portland Public Schools and other area schools that we're working with. You'll hear a little bit more about that later. But just in 2013 alone, we donated over $9,000 for uniforms, balls, nets, goals for Portland Public Schools and specifically high schools. We did seven teams. So I believe we started that in 2011, and in 2013 was over 9,000. But I think now we've touched every single Portland Public Schools high school. In some way, and so now we're expanding to the larger metro area. So we've already started working with Estacada, Fort Vancouver, areas in Beaverton, Hillsboro, in order to help continue the success we saw here, because it's something that we're able to really help with, and it's a we're able to leverage our different partnerships in order to make a difference. Another highlight last year is we were able to protect the Cascadia Cup. The Cascadia Cup was a fan-created competition and cup and identity that was shared between us, Seattle, and Vancouver. We quickly formed the Cascadia Cup Council. We were able to protect the cup from the corporate interests and sign a legal memorandum of understanding with both the league and their partners involving how, with us retaining ownership, and how they could use it for their use during broadcasts and any commercial use. And I wanted to specifically thank Commissioner Fritz and Fish for bringing that resolution, that city resolution forward, and for all of you for voting for it, because that was just icing on the cake to help continue keep the pressure on and come to a really unique agreement that was kind of a first of its kind in professional sports. And is being used as a model with other supporters groups who also have similar cups that aren't as large scale, but they're using our agreement as sort of a framework going forward. So I mentioned it before, but one of the highlights for us was fundraising for Bless Field. 107, a specific contribution, was $50,000 to this project. And Operation Pitch Invasion is a 501c3 that formed out of our initial meetings. And so I wanted to turn it over to Sean Levy, who's on the board of Operation Pitch Invasion and a longtime Timbers Army and 107 stalwart, who sits on the board of OPI, to cover the next piece.
Thank you, and thank you all for your time. Bless Field, the very first meeting we had when we were organizing as a group, and we kind of hoped we would get an MLS team and be able to harness, to bottle the energy of the Timbers Army. At the very first meeting, the very first suggestion was, we form some sort of body to repair, maintain, and build soccer fields in the parks, schools, and communities. And that became Operation Pitch Invasion. It's a separate organization from the 107ist. It's a 501c3. To date, we've repaired and built pitches and fields in a dozen Portland parks and schools. We've hit four of the five quadrants. We haven't done any work in Northwest yet. Apparently, the fields there are in better shape than in some of the other neighborhoods. We have a very strong relationship with the parks and increasingly strong with the public schools. And we decided that we would do a signature project occasionally. And with the help of our friends at Home Forward, we identified an empty lot in the New Columbia community that sits adjacent to Regents Boys and Girls Club and Kitty Corner to Rosa Parks Elementary. As you probably know, it's the most diverse census tract in the state. Children from 22 countries, about 1,200 kids. They speak 11 languages, but they've got in common the language of soccer, of football. And this field that we've planned is a 9,000-square-foot all-weather turf field, appropriate primarily for kids 10 and under. With the Boys and Girls Club and the elementary school there, there's already demands for programming. Last year, when we told you about this project, when we began fundraising in earnest, we were looking at a $200,000 challenge. We had nothing. Next slide, please. We reached it in March. Our primary donor, the 107ist, came through with a check for 25% of the final budget. We put together other pieces, which I'll tell you about in a minute. We've cut the ground has been broken. The field is going in. We're hopeful we'll probably have the field will be playable before the World Cup starts on June 12th, and we'll have a ceremonial ribbon cutting to which you'll all be invited very soon after that, mid-June on a Saturday morning. And as soon as we have a date and time locked in, your staffs will be apprised of it. If you can go forward, please. You see our contributors here. I'm going to read off my paper. This is roughly in order of the size of the contribution. The 107ists, the Portland Develop Commission, Portland Timbers, Providence Health and Services, Adidas, Widmer Brothers, Lifewise of Oregon, Oregon Premier Leagues, and, of course, Home Forward giving us the land. The reason I want to show you that in this order is, as Scott mentioned, one of the principles of the 107ists and the Timbers Army is the equality of team, town, and Timbers Army. And if you look at those first three donors who account for 55% of the project, that's the Timbers Army, the town, and the team, just as we hoped and planned. And you'll also notice that the other significant donors, these are all four figures plus, are local. You know, Adidas of America, based in Portland. Lifewise, this was their Oregon branch, no recourse to their home base in, I believe it's in Olympia. But we had people local to us step up. Many of them are fans, Timbers fans, rather, who attended events such as our Beating Seattle Never Gets Old movies night at the Hollywood Theater, others who attended auctions or bought scarves. We had special Blessfield scarves made. But that $50,000 was really made dollar by dollar through the auspices of the 107ists and the generosity and engagement of the Timbers Army. So, again, you have Blessfield to look forward to in June, and going beyond that, we also have four projects lined up with the parks for this year. As I say, we've worked on or touched a dozen parks and schools to date. We'll be in Northeast Portland at Fernhill Park and Rigler School, straightening the fields out, filling in divots, reseeding, re-irrigating, working on the goalposts, goal mouths, cutting new lines, making them look spiffy again. We have a goal frame project that we've done with the city before. There's a bunch of material that they can't use and they don't have the time to repair. We can show up with a crew of 50 people on a Saturday morning and fix a couple hundred goalposts that they can then put back into the rota and get some use out of. And we have a new initiative with the parks, futsal, which is sort of soccer played on a basketball-sized court, sort of like an indoor game, but you can play it outdoors, slightly different rules. But it's very it's targeted by the U.S. Soccer Federation as a growth potential, a place where you can lay down a court anywhere there's a blacktop that's not being used, so long as you have some sort of removable goal. And they believe that they can encourage more kids from a more diverse selection of communities to get involved with the game if little opportunities like this are possible. If you've got six guys and you can go out to the blacktop behind your school and there's a futsal court, you can be playing. Colonel Summers Park in Southeast has a blacktop that was built for a game that nobody in the Parks Department can remember the name or rules for. And after a community meeting and some, you know, due diligence, they've agreed to let us convert that to a futsal park. We have a lot of eyes locally and nationally on seeing if something like this can succeed. We also have, and I believe we'll announce this at the ribbon cutting in full, but we will be doing a Blessfield-sized project every other year. So in 2016, 2018, 2020, we have some long-term partnership plans to continue doing these signature projects. One of the beauties of MLS and the NWSL, the Women's League, is that they're small enough that if you have a local talent, a young boy or girl who joins your system, they become yours. They become your player. And we truly believe that we will have a boy or a girl who learned to play the game on one of our fields become a star over at our stadium, score goals in front of the people who made his or her career possible, at least in some small way. That was the intention we had, and somehow or another, it's happening. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions, comments?
Actually, I just want to finish up real quick on our 2014 plans for our group. I'll go through it pretty quickly. 4,000 members, and I think we're on our way to that. $100,000 in charitable contributions, 8,000 tracked volunteer hours. Our primary project for 2014 is Jefferson High School track and field. We've committed $50,000 contribution to that. There will be a groundbreaking on that in June. And our goal is not just to raise money from that for that field, but it also to connect with the community and bring a lot of the newer folks in that community back to that school and through sport and building a new field. And we're going to continue to build our partnership, with Portland Public Schools. We, you know, as Scott alluded to, we've done uniforms, and now we're kind of branching into stuff like reading. What does reading have to do with soccer? One of the things we figured out when we had a member ask us to help shelve books at Cesar Chavez was that there was a real thirst for soccer books among these kids. And we wound up purchasing over $5,000 in books that went to just got distributed last week to 26 Title I schools, important public schools, that are bilingual soccer books. And the librarians report that they cannot keep them in stock. So that's we're going to continue our partnership there at different levels, not just at the high school level. I think that's about all we have. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much.
Questions or comments? We got a lot of soccer fans up here, so I suspect there are some.
Mayor, just a quick comment. You know, we thanked you the last time you were here for the work you did at Harper's Playground. And that was a collaboration that included a lot of partners, but it was you and also the University of Portland women's soccer team, Danny Foxhoven, who's gone on to greatness. And the Bless Field is just the next example of something great you're doing. And, you know, Mayor, we celebrated the life and legacy of Charles Jordan a couple weeks ago. I think he'd be very proud of the fact that within walking distance of his community center is a Bless Field, a Rosa Parks Elementary School, a Village Garden, a Village Market, and all the community building that we're doing. And I couldn't help but think that as you were talking about opening Bless Field in June, the mayor and I are helping to lead the city's response to the MLS All-Star Game. And wouldn't it be wonderful if during that week there was some event at the New Columbia that was in connection with the MLS All-Star Game? And I suspect the mayor and I might have some leverage to raise that question with our friends. So thank you for your great work.
Thank you.
So as I've mentioned before, my former hometown was the home of soccer hooligans or football hooligans. It's just a delight to be in a city that where the fans are known for their good works. And I became a card-carrying member of the 107ists after Sean came in and briefed me on the Operation Pitch Invasion work that you've been doing. I also want to particularly thank the 107ists for the banner that was displayed a couple of weeks ago, not a TIFO, but a smaller banner commemorating the Hillsborough disaster in Yorkshire, my former home county. 25 years ago, 96 people died, and in an event that changed how football stadiums around the world are configured, that there's no longer the standing room only places, although we have standing room only in the Timbers Army, that's for sure.
Safe standing.
Well, there's safe seating in between, but you can't sit down, which is just fine. And so I wanted to thank you for being classy. It's a joy to be a part of what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that the charitable work that you do is incredibly inspirational, and I hope that the fan base of other Major League Soccer franchises around the country are aware of it, and that the fans of the Earthquakes and the Galaxy and the Rapids are inspired to do the same thing in their communities.
Well, they've got some catching up to do, because this is really a phenomenon here. And I was a private citizen on the board of Friends of Trees when you started the great partnership with them, and that's continuing, and you've just branched out into all kinds of these great, very relevant ways that you're giving back. But I was actually standing next to the MLS Commissioner Don Garber at the opening game. And Nancy and I were there standing with him in that dramatic moment at the last few seconds of the game where the Timbers tied it up with Philadelphia. But before that, he had said, looking out at the Army next to us in the stands, that there's just nothing like this. And they'd love to bottle it and transport it or transplant it to other cities, but they haven't figured out how, because this is a homegrown phenomenon, and it's much stronger and more deeply connected to the community than typical fan organizations. So they'd love to clone the Army, but they aren't quite sure how, and I guess that's okay with me for the moment, but I'd sure love to see the kind of charitable effort that you're making show up in other cities as well, for just the reasons that Steve cited.
Thank you.
Mr. Saltzman, thanks for bringing us to
Yeah, thank
us
you.
Today.
Thank you for the tremendous work you're doing for our community and for the electricity you bring to the Timbers games. And as the mayor said, it's It's remarkable, and I'm sure we're the, as I said in my remarks, we are the most rabid fans around and throughout the country, apparently, too. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
RCTID. Thank you.
And last year, we know we brought beer. This time, we're going to bring coffee mugs.
Okay. Need one more.
Yeah.
One more subdued.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, it is budget season. Coffee now, beer later.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks very much, guys.